secret Ebola serum, texting patients to heal, beating the call button, and we'll look at an innovative communication tool called Instant Voice for intubated patients and others with communication barriers to talk with their caregivers. If that's what you're looking for, you found it. It's The Nursing Show. Well, good day and welcome to this week's episode of The Nursing Show, the podcast for nurses by nurses. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for checking out the program this week. First up in this week's nursing news items, we're going to be taking a look at an experimental Ebola treatment serum. You've been hearing about it in the news. It could revolutionize the treatment for this deadly disease. Then in this week's tip of the week, we'll look at one of the most amazing communication aids for use in hospitals to help nurses and their patients with communication difficulties and help them talk to each other. It's called Instant Voice, and I've got the chance to talk with developer and CEO of the company back at the NTI conference in May with a special interview segment, and that's coming up later on in this episode. You really want to stick around and catch that. Before we get on to the news and the tip segment, though, I do want to make sure you are following up on the information from this episode and all the episodes, and you can do that by heading over to nursingshow.com. Check out the links in each episode's show notes. There are also other articles there, pages and links for information for student nurses, of course the Nursing Show free mobile app for your phone and tablets, but make sure you're following up on what I talk about in the show each week and understand how it applies to your own nursing scope of practice. If you want to get back in touch with me, I hope you'll do so. You can drop me an email. Send those emails in to nursingshow@gmail.com. I love to hear from you, and I make sure I respond back to every single email that comes in. So send me things. Send me links to news items you want me to cover in a future episode. Maybe an interview suggestion, or maybe you have a topic for a future episode. Whatever the case may be, please keep those emails coming. That's it. I'll have more contact information coming on later on in this episode, but let's go ahead and get on into this week's news items, coming right up. First up in the news this week, let's take a look at the experimental drug ZMapp used to treat two U.S. medical aid workers who contracted Ebola while helping with the outbreak in Africa. Dr. Sanjay Gupta reported on this in a video associated and linked article over at CNN.com. This drug is the creation of a San Diego drug company called MAP Biopharmaceutical. The drug has proven to be effective in treating monkeys infected with the Ebola virus, but had never been tried on human patients before this current outbreak. Dr. Kent Brantley was the first person to receive the experimental serum, and at the time, he was considered to be in his last few hours on this earth. He had called his wife to say goodbye and was weak and unable to get out of bed. Now, those of you who saw the video a week or so ago of his arrival in Atlanta after the transatlantic ambulance flight saw that he walked into the Emory University isolation unit on his own power. Not what you expect from a near-dead patient. The other U.S. patient treated with the drug, Brantley's co-worker Nancy Reitbull, seemed to have a similar reaction to the serum with a quick rebound from near-death condition. So it's too early to determine if this serum is indeed the magic bullet for Ebola that we so sorely need, but it does appear promising, and it will give the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration some things to think about moving forward as more people might benefit from this new treatment. Both these aid workers had medical backgrounds, and they knew the risks associated with taking an experimental drug. But that is not the case for most people who contracted the disease. So more testing and thought is needed before we go ahead and release the limited stores available for widespread use in the current outbreak. I'll keep following up on this story for you and let you know if there are any major updates in future episodes. Next up in the news, let's take a look at some research into ways we can help our patients avoid post-surgical infections. Now, it's been shown that a careful antiseptic shower prior to admission to the hospital can make a big difference in the rate of post-surgical infection afterwards. The question is, how do we help people to adhere to this pre-hospital preparation regimen and understand the risks they have if they don't? A study published recently in the Journal of the American College of Surgeons shows that something as simple as a text message could be the key to helping people stick to the proper pre-surgical regimen. With nearly 500,000 surgical site infections occurring each year, it's important for patients to participate in their own care by prepping their skin appropriately prior to hospital admission. The study found that when you text, email, or even call the patients prior to arriving at the hospital, they feel like they're more part of the care team and they better understand the need to prepare appropriately. I have to wonder how this could be used in other settings, both before and after the trip to the hospital for post-surgical wound care or follow-up appointments, and of course a lot more. This is solidly in the nurse's area of expertise, and I think we'll have to do some good nursing research to accompany this study and see how else these types of advanced communication tools can be used to positively influence patient outcomes. Finally, in the news this week, it's a piece of nursing research that might impact the number of call bells we have to respond to during our workday. I've seen this type of study before, and this study seems to back up the findings of all the others I've seen. The study, published in the Journal for Healthcare Quality, pointed to an hourly rounding system for nurses and other assistive staff who could improve patient quality scores and reduce the number of calls to the desk for assistance. The researchers implemented a formal education program to inform nurses and other staff members of the importance of hourly rounding and how it changes patient scores and outcomes and improves staff time management. Other nurses and other units and staff, they didn't receive the formal education component. They were just told to round hourly. The study found that for the formal education group, hourly rounding improved quality scores and reduced the use of call bells to the bedside. Some of us, me included, well, we might say, duh, but the point of the study is that we need to actively educate our nurses and staff on the importance of things like hourly rounding and patient care improvements. We all know that if we spend more time with our patients, they have a better hospital stay. That doesn't mean we manage our time to do it all the time, though, does it? This study says that continuous formal education on the topic can improve everyone's hospital stay, from the patients all the way down to the nurses and the staff on the floor. You might want to read this study for yourself and see if you can't implement something, well, similar to it, this formal education component at least, in your facility, and see what the outcomes are. I think you'll find your managers receptive, especially since these programs improve overall quality scores for the unit, which improves the hospital's standing and bottom line. Rose Medical Systems is a San Diego company that has developed a unique piece of software that enables patients who have difficulty communicating with caregivers, nurses, and others to communicate their needs and wants. Instant Voice is a patented system that allows patients who have temporarily lost their ability to speak due to things like intubation, tracheotomy, stroke, or surgery, other things, to be able to fully communicate with their doctors, their nurses, their caregivers, family members, and friends. Check out this interview segment I did with Rose Medical CEO Dan Clark when we met up in his booth at the AACN-NTI 2014 conference back in May of this year. Hi, Jamie Davis here at NTI 2014. We're here in the Rose Medical Systems booth. We're going to be looking at something called Instant Voice. I have Dan Clark, the CEO of Rose Medical Systems. And Dan, thank you very much for getting in contact with me and telling us about this innovative new product.
Well, thank you for coming in and seeing us, Jamie. Instant Voice is a first-of-a-kind product. It's being launched here for the first time at this AACN meeting. We recently completed an evaluation of the product with the Sharp Healthcare Group in San Diego, where we're from. And we've gotten such a favorable response from the evaluation that we decided this would be a great opportunity for us to introduce Instant Voice to the ICU Nurses Association.
So tell us what Instant Voice is. This is really a tool that helps those patients that can't communicate very well because of medical devices or things they're connected to, allowing a person who's trached, for instance, to communicate with their nurse directly.
Right. Well, there's roughly 8 million patients a year in the United States alone that temporarily lose the ability to communicate. This can be due to, obviously, intubation, but also spinal cord injury patients, burn patients, facial and neck surgery patients. So the total, for, according to the AACN, by the way, is just over 8 million as of last year. 5 million of those patients are in ICUs alone. So this tool is the first time a patient in that situation has the ability to communicate not only with their nurses, but their doctors, their caregivers, as well as their family and friends.
And so give us a quick example of how that works. You know, what are they, do they have to be able to use a touch finger interface? Are there other ways that they can activate the device?
Well, first of all, I should explain, Instant Voice is a software program, and then we implement a variety of hardware options. The device you're seeing behind me is a medical-grade computer we selected. We provide the hardware and the software as a service to the hospital. This is not something we intend to sell or market it directly to the hospitals. It's much like the translation modes and systems the hospitals use. And I'll show you during this demo that it also has a translation mode. So whatever language is needed, we can implement. For this particular demonstration, we have Spanish as well as English on the system. But to answer your first question, if the patient can touch the screen, it's great. But we also have a variety of handicap switches. So if a patient could just move a finger or can slide a finger or use a sip and puff switch, we can provide those. And also we have an eye blink sensor, which if a patient's totally immobilized and can just move their eyelids, they can actually communicate, build full sentences and paragraphs, store them, and then communicate later with their family members or with their medical caregivers.
That's fascinating and really opens up a whole host of communication possibilities for nurses to be able to talk to these patients that they haven't been able to communicate, understanding their pain levels, understanding their needs, and really improving their care situation.
Well, Jamie, what happens right now when an ICU patient hits the call button? And the RN has to usually come into the room, and they don't know what the patient needs. So they have to start asking a series of questions. Are you in pain? And if they nod their head or blink their eye or squeeze the nurse's hand, that gets them to the next level. Then, okay, you're in pain. Where do you hurt? Is it your head? Is it your neck? You get the idea if you're a nurse yourself. So you understand it's a series of 20 questions, and you may never get the answer you're looking for, and the patient gets frustrated. You as a caregiver get frustrated, and sometimes you walk away, angers the patient. Everybody's frustrated. With Instant Voice, the patient can directly communicate exactly what they need, if they're in pain, where it hurts, what the pain level is, and what they need. So you know, as a nurse, what to do for them. But if I only have some physical needs, for instance, I just need to go to the bathroom, or I need my pressure boots loosened, or I need to be turned over, I can send that same message to the nursing station, and now you don't have to send the nurse in. I can have, or the hospital could have the assistant on duty come in, or CNA or whatever. So it saves a lot of nursing time trying to do that one-on-one communication. Communication boards and handwriting and lip reading and asking 20 questions always involves two people. Instant Voice eliminates the need for that second person. You don't have to be pointing to a picture or a diagram or a body part. You can actually tell the nurse exactly what you need ahead of time. So when you walk in that room as an RN, you know what I need and how to take care of me.
So let's take a look at the demonstration here if you'd like to point out to me what's going on.
Well, the first component of the system is what we call the patient module. And this is a medical grade touchscreen computer. And the software that resides on it allows a patient to select from a variety of pre-done phrases. So I'm just going to give you a very common one, is something hurts. So if I were to touch, excuse my right hand here, I'm going to touch my blank hurts, and you see it starts to build a message. But you also see the bottom half of the screen has refreshed and gives the patient a variety of choices. So I'm going to use throat since it's a very common one with an intubated patient. Now when I touch throat, it says my throat hurts. If someone's in the room with me, I can hit the speak button.
My throat hurts.
And it will speak that for you. Now, 90% of the time or more, you're not going to have somebody in the room with you. So that's where the nursing station comes in. And if I were to hit the nurse button, it will wirelessly send that to the nursing station. So watch what happens when I hit the nurse button. Now, you may not hear this on this video, but what happens, the clerk manning the nurse station sees a yellow border light up that corresponds to my room. That has my information on it, and it also has an audible tone. Once I send the message, the patient gets feedback, and you'll hear,
Your message, my throat hurts, has been received at the nurse's station.
Now, that's fine for a pain issue, but here's the issue that Instant Voice saves a lot of time on. What if I only needed to go to the bathroom or I wanted some water? In this case, if I touched, I need the bathroom.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Now, if I sent that message to the nursing station, the clerk wouldn't have to send that to the nurse on duty. She could send a CNA or an assistant or a candy striper or a volunteer, somebody that's helping, you know, take care of the patient's physical needs. We believe that will save an inordinate amount of nursing time in the future, just not having to deal with the 20 question issue that we talked about earlier. So I'm showing you how a patient touches the screen, but as I mentioned, there are different ways for the patient to access this. We just changed the settings. So now if a patient is restrained and can only move a thumb or a finger, you can see on the screen, they can move down the screen and do the same kind of thing I was doing by touching it, by just selecting, I need, and it could be medicine, pain medicine.
I need my pain medicine.
So just using a thumb or one finger, we allow them to do that. Some patients can't even do that, so that's why I want to show you the iBlink sensor as kind of a last method of doing communications. And the patient uses their eyes. Now, in this case, we use an empty frame of glasses, but if you looked on this side right here, this is a little optical sensor that can actually see my eye blinking. So I'm gonna put it on. So now, what I'm gonna do here, I can set the scan speed to as slow or as fast as I need, depending on the patient's handicap. I'm gonna blink until I hit pick phrase, and then I'm gonna blink again. Now, when I blink the second time, it goes down and it waits for the patient. Now, I'm going to say something hurts, so I'm going to blink. And when this particular block lights up, I'm going to blink again. Now, it waits for the patient. So if I were to say my stomach hurts, for instance, I'll scan or hit scan. I blink, and it goes to speak.
My stomach hurts.
So you can see, just using my eyes, and now if I needed to send that to the nursing station, the same as before, I would send that and the patient would get the feedback. So that's the iBlink sensor. So we really don't have to worry about the handicap of the patient. Any patient in any condition can use this. As long as they're cognizant enough that they can read, they can use Instant Voice.
That's just amazing. And for anybody that's cared for a patient that has been unable to communicate, you're right. The frustration level for the, both the caregiver and the patient's family members increases exponentially with every increased need to try to say something.
Yes, and without taking too much more of your time, we can make the letters big. We can let the patient store and recall sentences and phrases for a later time, so you don't have to constantly be hitting these. For instance, when the physician comes to see you making rounds, they're not going to wait for the patient to peck and, you know, choose out what they want to say. So we have a store and recall function where they can say, how did my surgery go? What kind of medication will I be on? When will I get off the ventilator? How long will I be in ICU? And simply recall those and speak them to the doctor. So it saves, again, a lot of time and gets a lot of information done between the patient and the doctor. But I could also store and save stuff for my family member. If you were my brother, I could send a message to you saying, when you come over this afternoon, bring my golf magazine. So it addresses not only the physical needs of the patient, but emotional needs as well.
Fantastic. Now, is this available now?
We are just launching it at this show. We are still a small company out of San Diego, and we're going to launch it in the greater San Diego and Los Angeles area, but as the need arises, we will start, you know, opening up new markets. And hopefully at this show, we're getting a lot of interest from everywhere, from Maine to Florida out to the West Coast. So it's just a matter of now being able to fill those orders.
And where can folks find out more about this?
Well, we have a website. It's www.rosemedicalsystems.com. Everything you need to know is on there, including all the contact information, as well as the video, which we have. We have a short 10-minute documentary that we shot at Sharp Coronado Hospital, where we did a six-week evaluation of Instant Voice on their long-term subacute 2 patients, and it was a very successful evaluation.
Excellent. Well, Dan, I want to thank you very much for being on the Nursing Show and sharing some really cool, innovative patient care technology with us. And hopefully you'll find this coming to your hospital setting soon. I'm Jamie Davis again here for the Nursing Show. Remember to follow up at nursingshow.com for all of the segments we will be having for you from NTI 2014. All of the things that we're shooting here at NTI 2014 with the Critical Care Nurses Conference is brought to you through the generous support and sponsorship of Physio-Control. You know, I couldn't do it without them, and you need to understand that there's a lot of things that you could be doing to improve your CPR, improve your resuscitation rates using their tools, whether it be the Lucas, whether it be CodeStat or LifeNet software, or even things like their LifePak 20. Whatever the case may be, I want you to check it out. Head over to physio-control.com and check out all of the amazing tools to improve CPR for your facility and your own practice.
That's going to close out this week's episode of The Nursing Show. I want to thank all of you for checking out the program this week. Make sure you follow up, though, on all of the information you picked up in this episode. Head over to nursingshow.com and check out the episode show notes. There's a link right there at the top of the page. In there are listings for all of the episodes of The Nursing Show. From the most recent one at the top, you can scroll down and go all the way back to the very first episode. But I want you to get the full information there with links to other resources so that you understand how to apply what you hear on the show to your own nursing practice or studies. If you want to get back in touch with me, shoot me an email. You can send that in to nursingshow@gmail.com. I respond back to every email that comes in, and I want to hear from you. So send me your comments, your questions, suggestions, news links. Help support the Nursing Show community with your input. You can also get the Nursing Show email newsletter. There's a link and form right on the right-hand side of the Nursing Show site, so fill out that short form, and we'll send you the links to each episode's show notes directly to your email inbox each week. You can also connect with me on social media sites. I'm available there under the handle PodMedic, so you can find me there under twitter.com/PodMedic and facebook.com/PodMedic, so friend or follow me. You can also become a member of the community over on Facebook by liking the Nursing Show Facebook page at facebook.com/nursingshow. Click the like button there and join the conversation on that page. I post other nursing and healthcare articles and pictures on the Nursing Show site throughout the course of each week and over at the Nursing Show page, so check it all out. That's it for me. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. I'll be back with more episodes here of The Nursing Show. Remember, it comes out every Friday for you, so you can wrap up your nursing week. In the meantime, please remember to stay safe and stay tuned here to The Nursing Show.